Okay, so we mentioned at the beginning of the week that one of the key things about Yitzchak in the Parsha, in general, his personality, is that Yitzchak is Avraham Holidit Yitzchak, right? That is his identity. Now, there is this danger. There is the danger that when there are marked similarities between people, you focus only on the similarities, when often what's important is not the similarities, but is the differences that become evident when attempting to compare them. Right. So I had this week, where I was writing up a Dvar Torah on this week's Parsha, on Avimelech and Yitzchak's treaty, where Avimelech has the chutzpah to say to Yitzchak, I've never done anything wrong to you. I've only done good with you. Why don't we have why don't we make a covenant after he's, you know, kicked out of his country and
didn't Avimelech make the same shul with Avram?
What?
Did Avimelech make the same shul with Avram?
Yeah.
They promised not to affect.
They did, but his servants undid it by sealing up Yitzchak's wells, right? So Avimelech had to make a new one because remember Avram's treaty was with his children's grandchildren. If you don't, you know, if you break it with the children, you got to make a new one. Right? So, but I made a mistake when I was writing it, and I said, and his wife had been abducted. Right? But it's not true. His wife was never abducted. What happened?
Close to abducted.
And that, I think, is the truth to the Yitzchak pattern. In there lies the key. Right? It is true. Right? No. It's not that he's almost Avram. He's Avram, but he manages. No. It's that he may not be a groundbreaker, but he manages to fix a lot of the issues that exist in Avram's life. And if you look, this is a point Rav Bazak makes, Rav Noam Bazak, that if you go through Yitzchak's life, it's true that he seems to be reliving Avram's life, but even though, again, he's not breaking new ground, he is managing to fix the problem. So, yes, he goes down to Gerar. Yes, his wife is almost abducted, but Sarah is actually abducted, and Rivka is not abducted, right? They manage to avoid that. Avimelech finds out that they're actually married before there's an actual abduction. Avram has a barren wife, and the trouble that's caused is because, how does the problem solved? At first, he becomes not barren. I mean, first he has children, then she has children. But that gap between whether or not Avram was going to have children with Sarah, or simply was going to have children at all, creates the tension of Hagar and Yishmael. And right, Yitzchak doesn't daven for himself to have children. He davens directly for his wife to have children. Therefore, while they have a period of barrenness, the solution is simply that his chosen wife has kids, and that's it, right? There is none of this, right? There is none of this mess that happens because, right, first there's another wife, right, Pelegesh, who has it. So yes, they both go through barrenness, right? But one of them solves it with his wife, therefore only has one wife, is totally monogamous, right? None of this, like, suffix monogamy, right, and the like, as opposed to Avram, who, you know, is essentially monogamous, right? Meaning, according to Chazal, he's essentially monogamous, right? Because Keturah is, you know, married after his wives die, or he's kicked out Hagar, right? And at any rate, she's Hagar, and Hagar herself was only there as the surrogate of Sarah, right? So he's basically monogamous, but not quite, and that's the chaos in his life. Avram makes a brit with Avimelech, but, as we see with Yitzchak, it is broken. It's not broken after Yitzchak. Right, Yitzchak's brit with Avimelech is successful, and you know, you consistently will see this pattern in Yitzchak's life. That on the one hand, yes, he's Avram Olidit Yitzchak. He basically does everything his father does. He follows his father's path. But you have to remember that one of the potential greatnesses that lie in traditionalism is not just maintaining tradition, but is perfecting it. Right, it's not like, and that's really what's key to Yitzchak is, right? We tend to divide the world into people who are just maintaining what existed and people who are breaking new ground. But there is value to what's in the middle, which is, I'm not trying to break new ground, I'm trying to continue tradition, but I'm going to improve on it. And that seems to be the trajectory of Yitzchak's life. right? That he is Avram's son, but Dafka, because he's not breaking new ground, he manages to do the same thing Avram does, but succeed where Avram doesn't, right? Okay, so that's just a little bit of a perspective on Yitzchak. We'll stop here because it's already late.